Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to today's episode of Light Leaders. We are jumping in today talking about scaling to $1 million business by and embodying your divine feminine. Now, I know these kind of concepts can sound kind of flashy and as well fluffy. So I want to talk about what it actually looks like more from a tangible perspective, going into the nitty gritty of what that actually means, how it looks like, what works, what doesn't. Because the reality is, I mean, you look around and you probably know of plenty of beautiful healers and channels and psychics who are deeply in their divine feminine. And they're not making much money. Their business is not successful. So then why would someone like me be preaching about the divine feminine? Well, that's what I want to talk about a little bit deeper and kind of examine the divine feminine pathways and what needs to happen in that embodiment, right? Because the reality is my business, the way it scaled in the last year, I didn't change my strategy. My strategy stayed the same, right? There was no, oh, we're gonna try this thing now, or we're gonna launch this offering. It stayed the same. We launched what we always launched, we sold what we always sold, and we did it the way we did it. So yes, obviously there is an element of that creating a lot of consistency, but that consistency had been going on for some time. For us to kind of grow the way we have in the past few years, and to be honest, like work as little as I do, I don't spend a lot of time working. I know people who are very successful and they spend hours and hours and hours on calls every single week, right? My business doesn't run like that. For me, time spaciousness is very important. I don't want to be super successful at the price of my life, right? I don't have a life because all I'm doing is working. That doesn't work for me. So I have prioritized my lifestyle in building my business. And when my business has grown the way it has, it's predominantly because of the inner work, the stuff that you don't really see me do, right? The stuff that I'm doing behind the scenes. I'm not necessarily, and it's not to do with like the posts I'm doing or the whatever strategies I'm using. It's actually to do with the stuff that you can't see. So that's gonna be what I'm talking about today. And going a little deeper into what it actually means to be in your divine feminine in your business, right? Because it can be a really fluffy term, and that's not actually my experience of it at all. And I want to be clear here that all of this work, being able to be in our feminine, only works if you have an integrated masculine, right? You know you have an integrated masculine when you can easily set goals, you're disciplined, you're motivated, you go after what you want, right? That's the integrated masculine. It's really important that you have the integrated masculine in place. Otherwise, that's probably what's lacking in your business as well. And to go to the next level in holding your feminine, you actually need to evolve your inner masculine too, right? As each evolves, it's like you're opening layers of more and more into each of them. If you already know that you've got work to do around the integrated masculine and you want support, I do that inside of my Isis Car program. You can check that in the podcast notes, the link there too, because I know this is a big one for a lot of women, a lot of coaches, healers, psychics. And they're either too much in their feminine or too much in their masculine without having the other part of it integrated. This episode is kind of going forward with the assumption that you have an integrated masculine, which usually means you've achieved some level of success, usually, which means you're disciplined, you take action, you go after what you want. The first thing when we talk about being in your divine feminine in business, it's really what it is an embodiment. It's a state, right? It is not so much focused on the results and achievement. So when we talk about the masculine business, it's masculine business is focused on results and achievements, and it doesn't matter how you get there, right? It's all about the result, which can look like, well, you know what, I'm gonna do 40 client sessions this week, or I'm gonna work 70 hours this week, you know, I'm gonna push, sacrifice everything to the brink of exhaustion, because all that matters is the result. Feminine business is focused on state, right? It's the journey that counts, the state that you embody. And that state naturally then leads to the achievement. If you're stressed and burn out all the time, are you more likely to create success than if you feel joyful, abundant, grateful, nourished, right? So we're working with state and energy. In my business, because I've absolutely run it in my masculine, there was a time in my life where I was very much in my masculine because I had had sexual abuse and I was very much traumatized in that and put into my masculine. Even though I didn't want to be, it was like I didn't really have a choice. To feel safe, I had to be in my masculine. So I also ran my business from my masculine. And what that meant is I would push myself. If I wanted to get a result, I would just be going. What do I need to do? What do I need to focus on to get that result? I was very disciplined. I would do what I needed to get done, but I found myself sacrificing my health, sacrificing my well-being. You know, it was like everything came second and it was hustle, hustle, hustle. Work. That was the kind of energy, and I was burnt out. I wasn't really happy, and the results weren't that great. When I switched into the feminine in my business, it began to feel a lot easier, right? I began to feel nourished by my business. I began to feel supported. I began to feel pleasurable. Like, running my business was a way for me to express my creativity. It was a vehicle for my soul's expression, and it nourished me. It gave me energy, and it was a joy. And I only did what I wanted to do. In the day-to-day, it was actually a lot slower, the energy of it, than being my masculine, yet the results were actually faster. When I stepped into my feminine with my integrated masculine in my business, everything began to get a lot easier. I understood how to work energetically in my business and leverage that to then get the results that I actually desire. And a big part of that was actually enjoying the journey, enjoying the day-to-day in my business, which the reality is there are a lot of people who don't. A lot of people are doing stuff in their business every single day that they don't enjoy. And they might say, I love my business. But then when you look at what they're doing throughout the day, they might be like, oh yeah, I don't like doing this, or I don't like doing these kind of calls, or I have to do this. So it's actually about the journey that you have in there. Now, you might be saying, as you're listening to this, of like, okay, so for me to be in my feminine, like, I need to have money. Or you might be thinking, okay, Athena, it's easy for you to say that because, you know, you're abundant, so it's easy for you to be in my feminine. But this is where there's the catch 22, right? That's where the catch 22 is. Because when you're in your masculine energy only, you're going to be in survival, right? You're going to be pushing and in survival, and you might feel like a bit of scarcity and not feeling very abundant. But when we drop into the state, which you know that you are in control of your state, you're in control of your energetic state, it doesn't matter what is going on around you, you can change your energetic state and reality. This is something that I do, like, this is something that I practice every single day. If there is an area in my life that is not feeling good, or I'm not enjoying how it's going, then I actually go and I do the energetic work to focus on, well, what is the state that I need to be in, that I need to embody, to have that area reflect the life that I actually want. Embodying the state first is what leads to the outcome. Right? So when it comes to being in my feminine, the thing I want to specify here is, well, the divine feminine is this umbrella, right? Divine feminine is a state of embodiment, but it's an overarching term for a lot of different aspects of the divine feminine. And the aspect that I work predominantly with the divine feminine is that of the priestess, right? The priestess archetype, the priestess role, the priestess aspect. That is the divine feminine expression that I live in. And every woman is different. Every woman experiences the divine feminine differently. So whilst being in divine feminine energy in my business means that I'm enjoying what I do, I'm nourishing, my cup is full, I'm doing only that which feels good for me in my business. Ooh, and I'm going off topic, but kind of on topic here. It's very important that you don't take this like, oh, so being in your feminine means you don't need to work. No. I work. I work. I don't work as much as a lot of people do, but I work. I put in effort, but it's not hard. There's a difference between effort and it feeling hard. Right now, I'm recording a podcast. That's effort. It doesn't feel hard. It's very relaxed. I've got a nice nourishing beverage here. I'm sitting on my couch, relaxing in my house. I've had a day looking after my body, meditating. This is pleasant for me. What would feel hard is, for example, needing to do 5 back-to-back sales calls, right? Or needing to do 5 one-off, one-on-one sessions, or writing 5 different posts right now. One might be hard, the other one is effort. When you are in your masculine, you work hard. When you are in your feminine, you're putting in effort, but it might not feel like, it probably won't feel like you're working hard, right? Like the work that I do, it doesn't feel hard. It feels like, oh, wow, I can't believe I get paid to do this, right? So that's the difference. Now, there are a lot of feminine archetypes that women embody. Now, obviously, I embody the priestess archetype, and so that's gonna look a little different to the other archetypes that women embody. Now, the priestess archetype is where I am in communication with spirit. I am a vessel for the divine to move through me and move into this world through my offerings, through my content, through my teachings, all of it. I see myself as a vessel. That means that a lot of my practices are geared to that, right? There's a lot of practices I do each day that are geared on making sure that I am in an optimal space to receive. I deeply respect my role as a priestess. I understand that for me to be a priestess, to be channeling information from Isis and other beautiful beings, I need to feel a certain way physically. That means I'm not sleep deprived, right? It means I'm prioritizing sleep. It means I'm moving my body every single day. It means I work with a PT a few times a week. It means I'm doing ice baths because they feel really, I know a lot of people say, ooh, ice baths are masculine, but they make me feel so good physically that I'm okay if that's like the one masculine thing that I do. I also lift weights, which people say is masculine, but I'm not really fussed about that kind of stuff. I focus on how I feel, and you know, as long as I'm kind of maintaining this energy of being in my feminine, I'm not too fussed about, oh, I shouldn't do this or I should do that because it's feminine or masculine, whatever. It's all about how I feel. So I'm doing all of these things, you know, I'm making sure that I'm eating well. I have a lot of support in my life to make sure that I'm feeling well, right? That is priority for me, because how am I supposed to be a vessel for the divine, for information to come through, if I don't feel good physically, if I'm tired, if I'm sick, if I'm low energy? How am I supposed to do that, right? So the priority becomes about me feeling physically good because I respect my role as a priestess. And then the work that I'm doing every single day includes channeling, meditating, raising my energy, clearing my energy, speaking to my guides, because that's what being a priestess is. Like, that is part of my role here, and I'm focused on how can I channel and share my teachings with the world. So when I have that perspective and that lens and I'm prioritizing everything, I have a very different experience in business. I have a very different experience in business because I'm prioritizing certain things differently. This is honestly what I also believe has led to the success that I have had in my business, that's allowed me to get to where I have in my business. So I want to share with you a few ways to actually start shifting into this. If you're currently feeling like you want your business to feel better, you want the experience of business to light you up and give you energy and nourish you and reflect more abundance and success in a way that feels easier, I'm gonna invite you to check in for a few things, right? So the first thing that I really want you to do is look at your business and ask, what gives me energy and what drains it? This is really important to start note-taking or becoming aware of, because these are your energy leaks, right? And if we think of your energy as this flowing, giving, receiving, there's this energetic give and take, right? And if you're constantly giving, 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 and not receiving, you're gonna feel drained. So you wanna have a look at, like, where are the energy leaks in your business right now? And what you wanna do is you wanna start by saying, what gives me energy and what takes it. Now, this is very easy to do. Let's say you get off of a call that you did, a group call, maybe it was a group call of some kind, you feel energized. Awesome, that's what we want. But what if you hop off it and you feel drained? That's a bad sign. So then we wanna check in, is it every single group call you have you get off drained, or is it just that type of one? Is it with every client you get off drained, or is it just that one? What about when you write or go live or create social media or write emails? What drains you and what gives you energy? This is what you need to start noticing. The ideal is that you only do what gives you energy in your business. And I can honestly say that's what I do. I don't do anything in my business that drains my energy. I've either outsourced it or chosen not to do it, right? The second thing you want to be having a look at is, what am I doing that I really don't want to be doing? All right. Now, there are some things that if you're starting in your business, or even if you are established, that you need to do, right? Obviously, marketing, promotion, sales. You're not going to have a business if you don't do those things. Social media. However, there are ways to do those things in a way that feels good. For example, if you love to write, but doing videos drains you, great. Write posts. Don't take videos. If you like speaking, but doing live drains you, great. Do a podcast, right? You got to figure out what you like to do, so that if you're waking up every single day and you're like, oh, I've got to do a post today. Oh, I've got to do a sales, you know, and you're dreading it, then of course that's going to be then reflected in your business. So you actually need to be having a look at, what don't I like doing? And you got to be brutally honest with yourself. You really got to be honest and go, did I enjoy doing this? Was this like a, yes, I love this? Or was this like a, ugh, I have to do this? If it's an ugh, it needs to go, right? And you need to have a look at it and replace it. So for example, if you have a sales strategy or marketing strategy that feels ugh to you right now, you do need to find one that lights you up. There are so many different strategies and ways to go, but you've got to do what lights you up. And I know this is really basic, but the reality is a lot of people are spending time doing what they don't like in their business. You need to be having a look at, what am I doing that I like? What am I doing that lights me up, and do that more. If you're doing something that lights you up once a week, do it 5 times a week, right? So it's a change in where you're spending time and going energetically in your business. The other thing you need to focus on is, obviously, like, these are things to start analyzing in your business. But then there are a few other things that you need to start considering. Things like boundaries, right? Energetic boundaries. Ways you get treated by people you work with or clients, or how they have access to your energy or how they don't. Your worthiness, your ability to receive, receiving abundance. All of these things really impact your ability to create success. So we want to move and work on each and all of these things. This is some of the work that we do in Isis Car, because it is really important, because to actually embody the priestess, embody the feminine, we need to heal the blocks and the wounds around this. When we think about the feminine as thriving in a state of receiving, which is her natural state, that's where she thrives. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receiving. So you need to be operating through your day in a pretty constant state of gratitude. The most successful people I know feel gratitude constantly. And sure, maybe it's easy to, you know, when you're flying first class or staying in beautiful hotels or traveling as much as you like or buying what you want, you know, maybe that's easy. But guess what? They felt grateful long before the success. Now they have the success to reflect the gratitude. So ask yourself, actually, how many times a day am I feeling grateful? I do gratitude processes at least 3 times a day. Whenever I have any kind of sale, I make sure that I celebrate and I feel grateful, because I know that the more grateful I feel, the more successful I get. And the more I am in gratitude, the more I am in a state of receiving. And that then allows me to receive even more. And I know this stuff is like, it almost feels like basic. Okay, so do what I make, focus on doing more of what I like, less of what I don't, and being in gratitude. But this is the stuff that really works and begins to shift your energy into, wow, I'm really enjoying my business. And that's when you get to actually start having these big results. anywhere where you are feeling resentful or not liking your business, it needs to shift. It needs to shift now. And I don't care what coach has told you that you can't give that up or you can't not do that. There is a way for you to create success, for you to sell, for you to market that lights you up and feels good. 100% there is. You need to find what that is, let go of what doesn't feel good and focus on what does. Now, obviously, to get into these places of receiving, of being in your feminine, of integrating your masculine too, is healing, right? That is a massive part of it. Also, if you are feeling like, oh, the priestess path is speaking to me, I want to be a vessel for the divine to come through, then it's time to actually have a look and ask, do you have the priestess archetype? And if so, have you been initiated? Have you activated it? Because the priestess archetype, or the priestess, sorry, not the priestess archetype, the priestess needs to be initiated. That is something that is unique to the priestess path. And it is not an alone journey. It's not something that you just do alone in your house on your own. Priestess belongs in a priestesshood, right? So part of this journey is not only being initiated, but being surrounded by other priestesses on the same path and on the same journey. We are now at our annual enrollment for Isis Ka, the practitioner program. This is a deep dive into serving as a modern priestess of Isis, where you're going to be initiated into the Isis priestesshood and lineage. You're going to be trained as a practitioner to offer Ka activations and Ka activation programs in person, online, for groups, for individuals. You're going to be trained under the Isis sexual temple arts as well. And it's a hybrid program that takes you through a deep healing of your feminine and generational wounds, reactivating of your divine feminine gifts and higher channel. There's a sacred sisterhood that you're going to become a part of. And there's so much deep healing and activating that you're going to receive as part of this program. Because the Isis priestesshood holds the teachings of the sexual arts, we do so much deep ancestral, generational, previous lifetime trauma healing through your womb, through your ovary, through your yoni, through your cervix, so that you can actually hold and activate your full sexual energies powerfully. You're going to be supported to integrate this into your existing business or to start and scale a business doing this work. We have so many incredible practitioners who have created and are running incredible businesses doing this work, supporting others with it, providing car activations. This is the work that allows you to be an embodiment of the priestess, right? You become an embodiment of your soul work, your soul's purpose. And for me, this is the work that actually allowed me to scale to the next level. This is what allowed me to make the money I do with the lifestyle that I do. It's this inner work. We do it all inside of the Isis Ka practitioner program. It is very intensive. It is a death and rebirth portal. It's normal for kind of everything that's not in alignment to be released, to allow what is in alignment, what you are meant to have in this life, to come in. It's a deep death and rebirth portal. We are enrolling now and we are starting pretty soon. So if you want to secure your spot, you can press on the link below in the podcast information box. It'll take you to the page. If you have questions, you can send me a message on Instagram, which I'll also link. You can also book in a chat with me if you have questions about this program. This program, I promise you, it's going to change your life. It's so powerful, from the healings, the activations, the energy work you receive, the business support, but then also the actual transformation that you receive. It's energetic. It's an energetic transformation that you will experience. And I'm so honored and so happy to be able to share it with you. So if you are feeling the calling and you're ready to receive more, you're ready to drop deeper into being in your feminine in business, activate that priestess and deepen your connection to spirit, you can join us. I'm gonna place all the info in the box below, and I look forward to getting to support you. Lots of love.